the Footy Fix on Fix Radio, and our guest today has married into a family. But she didn't realise when she was marrying into that family, she was also marrying Newcastle United. So rather than kick back against it, Abby Smith has written a book, The Rise of the Magpies, charting the days from Mike Ashley to Saudi Arabia. So Abby, how deep are you with this Newcastle supporting family?
My son, my husband, my father-in-law, his father, grandfather are Newcastle fans. My son, Henry, my eldest son, sort of became aware of the Mighty Toon in a sense that this team were incredible. His dad had been talking about it for years, obviously. And the idea grew from there that actually you have this whole new generation that come into supporting the team from this pivotal moment.
Yeah, just thinking, your son there, he's 2003, he's thinking Newcastle in the Champions League, yeah. It must be like this all the time. Oh dear, yeah, what awaited exactly, him in the future was not, in the coming years was not the best, was it?
To be a proper Geordie fan, you really have to have gone through all the lows that my husband has gone through supporting the team over the years. But from Henry's point of view, you know, it was exciting, it was this pivotal moment. And so the book couldn't just really focus on that point without sort of drawing a bit of history. And it helps, you know, that I was writing it with Henry in mind, of giving him that history of what the club had gone through in the Mike Ashley era. To do that, I spoke to as many fans as I possibly could who would mention the name Mike Ashley without, you know, putting the phone down on me or stopping the conversation abruptly.
Or asking for a discount at Sports Direct, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. To go from there. So this book is really from the fans' point of view.
And Newcastle United, the cliche is it's a roller coaster, but that period you're talking about, 2003 to kind of the current day, what, a couple of relegations was it in there? You have your hero Alan Shearer in charge, that ends in disaster. The Mike Ashley era, of course, and then you get taken over by a sovereign wealth fund from the Middle East, which is, most fans don't say it out loud, but that's the dream, isn't it? Because they've seen what's happened with Man City and Abu Dhabi.
A club that were due to be relegated that season to finishing fourth.
You married into Newcastle as well as marrying into a family, obviously. Looking from the outside in, I mean, I'm an Everton fan, so I know that passion inside out, very similar sort of working class area where it's everything to the fans. Were you looking into that going, what the hell are these people on?
I did, but I mean, I've been with my husband. We were childhood sweethearts. So very early on, I knew he was a Newcastle fan. But interestingly, when we had children, he was very much, I don't want to force my club allegiance onto my children.
I've got to step in there. That's a thing fathers say. It's a complete and utter lie, by the way. When they're a baby, they're buying them the football kit. There you go, son. Stick that on there. I don't want to influence you in any way, shape or form, but I'm going to put this photograph on the mantelpiece of you in a Newcastle baby grow.
I know, I see where you're going, but he sold it to me like that, and I was like, oh, this is a guy that's, you know, very
yeah, of course. Well, it sounds like a unique perspective to get so many different points of view on it. I would imagine there's probably some colourful language during the Mike Ashley section, but we'll gloss over that, and let us know how we can get a copy of the book.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so it is available on Amazon, in all good bookstores and via Pitch Publishing website as well. It's a thoroughly positive look at a club that have embraced my family. So that's why I wanted to sort of celebrate it.
Fantastic. Available in all good bookstores except the ones in Sunderland. Thank you. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Abby.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Abby Smith, whose book is out this weekend. It's The Footy